Morning, sports fans. This is Robert with Illini.com. Illini, not Illini. 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 got a bit of a cold today, so my voice is even deeper and more sonorous than once imagined. I had a lot of questions emailed to me about Evan Wilson, who's a true freshman tight end. One of the questions even said, is he, you know, we lost C.J. Fedorowicz, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Actually, you know what, I hope I'm not pronouncing it right. We lost C.J. Fedorowicz to Iowa at the end of the season. He was probably our top recruit at the time. And so one of the questions said, hey, did we get lucky, and did we find a tight end that's going to be even better than C.J.? And, you know, I read all these practice reports, and the kid is running with a first string and everything else, so... What did you see in Evan Wilson? Well, here's what I saw in Evan Wilson. First, and I said this 30 times, he's really tall. I swear he's 6'8". He stands in the group of, you know, offensive linemen or whatever, and his helmet is above everyone else's. Like, his shoulders are even with helmets. I mean, the kid is really, really tall. And that's a good thing. You know, he's tall and athletic. If you know, bear with me as I talk about his body type, but he kind of looks like a 6'7" receiver. Like, he's got the long arms, big hands, kind of slender build kind of thing. He just looks like a really, really tall wide receiver. Same build, same shoulders, same everything else. It's just that he's, you know, 6 inches taller than that. So he's still... I don't know. I think I've said this before. He's still kind of growing into his body, I would guess. He looks like, you know, that kid you knew in high school that suddenly grew 8 inches and had trouble keeping his feet up with his arms because he's just got all this height now. So he's not, like, extremely fluid like, say, Steve Hall. But he's a pretty good athlete. So you watch him, and I don't know if his conditioning is there yet. He seems to get tired, and they're really pushing him. But my feeling was, the first time I saw him, was like, wow, that kid's tall, and he spun in the air to catch a ball. I'm like, wow, this kid, you know, has that tight end athleticism you want, that can go up and grab a pass, and, you know, he's got a lot of tight end in him. But my initial reaction the first day was, well, it's going to be great in 2012 to have a guy like that, because I just think he's going to need strength, and he's going to need to learn to block, and he's going to need all these things. But then as I watched practice 2 and practice 3 and the scrimmage and everything else, they kept throwing to him. They kept running him with the ones. So my main feeling is this. I think he's probably going to play this year, but I don't think he's going to be the huge impact that all these emails being sent to me think he's going to be, if that's the right way to put that. He's good, and he's great for the future, and if a kid is 6'7" and can spin in the air and can block and can run fluidly, they're going to play in the NFL at tight end, because, you know, 6'7" tight ends that are athletic are hard to come by. So, you know, he's got what he's got over all of our tight ends is he's got that frame and body type. It's just, I just feel like it'll be a while before he's fully acclimated to college football and the playbook and classes and, you know, running with the first string and everything else. So it's promising, but it's probably not what everybody's emailing me saying, is he going to catch 60 balls and be, you know, hey, take that, CJ Fedora, whatever. So that's Evan Wilson. I thought I would just talk about that this morning, since I didn't get a chance to type up my post last night. I guess that's it. So we'll be doing, I'm going to do more of these in the next few days, just kind of on specific players. So thanks for listening.